Thing that seems to come up almost every year on the first night of Sukkot is that it rains. Almost always on the first night of Sukkot. So the question is, when it rains on the first night of Sukkot, what do you do in the Sukkot? Do you have to go in the Sukkot at all? So a little bit of background information. There is a din called Teshuvu Kein Tedurah that you have to live in the Sukkot the same way you would live in your house. The Rambam lists that as an example, that concept of Teshuvu Kein Tedurah of Torah Sheval Peh, that it's either Halacha L'Moshe Misinai or Perish HaMekubal L'Moshe Misinai. This idea, because it just says Basukas Teshuvu, it doesn't say anywhere Kein Tedurah, but that drasha the Gemara has is really a Masorah that we have. There is also a concept that the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch that anyone who sits in the Sukkah when it's raining is Nikra Hedyot. Normally when you sit in the Sukkah, it's foolish to sit in the Sukkah when it's raining. There's a discussion Achronim whether that's an Isser or it's just unnecessary and silly because it's there's no point in sitting in the Sukkah when it's raining. But how does all this relate to the first night of Sukkah? So a little bit of background. There is a Machlokas Tanaim, how to understand the parameters of Teshuvah Kein Tedurah. Rabbi Eliezer holds Teshuvah Kein Tedurah means 2 meals a day every day in the Sukkah, just like you have 2 meals a day typically in your house. Meaning, what you normally do in your house, you must do in the Sukkah. So since you normally eat 2 meals in your house, you must eat 2 meals in the Sukkah. Sometimes in your house, you'll skip a meal. Can't skip a meal in the Sukkah. Whatever you normally do in your house, you must do in the Sukkah. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, 14 meals over the Yontif. The Chachamim, however, disagree. And they say, no, Teshuvah Kein Tedurah means, just like you can choose how many meals to eat when you're in your house, and if you want to eat 3 meals, eat 3 meals. You want to eat 1 meal, eat 1 meal. So too, you can choose how many meals you want to eat in the Sukkah. There's no must of 2 meals a day. However, even the Chachamim agree that you have to eat in the Sukkah on the first night, because that's not covered under Teshuvah Kein Tedurah. The first night has an additional halacha, Gzereshava Tezvav Tezvav Michag HaMatzos, that we link the parsha of the first night of Pesach with the first night of Sukkot, and just like on the first night of Pesach, you don't have a choice but to eat matzah, you don't have a choice on the first night of Sukkot, you must eat in the Sukkah. So you can't say, well, just like at home, I would skip a meal sometimes, maybe I could skip the meal on the first night of Sukkot. No. Tezvav tells you cannot skip the meal on the first night, even according to the Chachamim. So there is a machlokas rishonim how to understand this halacha of the first night. There are two basic possibilities. One possibility is that the same mitzvah we have the rest of Yantif, complete with the heter of Teshuvah Kein Tedurah, applies on the first night, except that you can't choose not to have that meal. Meaning, the way you have the meal is still governed by Teshuvah Kein Tedurah. It's just that the first night, Tezvav tells you, you just can't skip this meal, you have to have it. But the rules of that meal are still going to be within the realm, within the general parsha of Teshuvah Kein Tedurah. It's like a don mino mino or don mino vuki ba'asra kind of thing. Like, how much do we take out of Tezvav? Or maybe you could say no. That we learned it completely from Chag HaMatzos. It's got nothing to do with Teshuvah Kein Tedurah. The first night is a separate mitzvah to eat a meal in the Sukkah, totally unrelated to the mitzvah of Sukkah the rest of Yantif. It's a different mitzvah. It's a totally different mitzvah. L'may nafkamina. So one nafkamina is how much do you have to eat? If it's a mitzvah of living in the Sukkah, so how much do you have for a meal? Normally you need a kibetza. You need a substantial amount. But if it's only a mitzvah sachila derived from Chag HaMatzos, so how much do you have to eat for matzah? Kazayas. So you would only need to eat a kazayas in the Sukkah if it's just a separate mitzvah sachila, if it's more of a don mina umina and not a don mina v'uki ba'asra kind of thing. Shulchan Aruch is mekel, says you only eat a kazayas, meaning it's a mitzvah sachila. It's not a mitzvah Sukkah. Mishnah Berurah says you should eat a kibetza, quotes many who disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, says you should eat a kibetza, meaning it's a mitzvah Sukkah. It's not purely mitzvah sachila. Another nafkamina, what if a person is mitzta'er on the first night? So the halacha is, by Sukkah, mitzta'er is a p'tur. You're exempt from sitting in Sukkah when you're mitzta'er. If it's a mitzvah yeshiva Sukkah, so mitzta'er is a valid p'tur, even for the first night. But if that mitzvah of eating the first night is just a mitzvah sachila, and it follows gedarim of mitzvah sachila, not a mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, there's no p'tur of mitzta'er. It could be raining, and you could be sick, and whatever. There's no p'tur of mitzta'er anymore. Mitzta'er is not a p'tur by any other mitzvah other than yeshiva b'sukkah. That's the maisa they say with Reb Chaim Meiser, of the bachur who came to visit Reb Chaim Meiser once. Reb Chaim Meiser was old, and he was sick, and was on sukkahs, and he told the bachur, go down to the sukkah to have a snack, and he said, I can't go, because I'm old and I'm sick. And the bachur went down to the sukkah, and the next thing he knows, he looks up, and he sees Reb Chaim Meiser's there. He says, I thought you were old and you're sick and you can't come. He says, yeah, mitzvah is pater from sukkah, but mitzvah is not pater from achnasas orchim. So I have to be here for my mitzvah of achnasas orchim. So the mechaber holds, again in this case, that you're pater on the, should hold, that you're pater, and does hold, that you're pater on the first night if it's raining, because it follows dinim of sukkah. Whereas the Ramah holds that you're chayiv on the first night. So the Gra adds that the reason you're pater, according to the Mechaber, is that when it's raining, it's not because mitzar is a valid pater. Says the Gra, no. The reason that you're pater is because when it's raining, there's no shame sukkah. It's just not called a sukkah. You're still chayiv in the mitzvah, you just don't have a sukkah, because when there's rain seeping through, that's not a sukkah. So the chiyuv doesn't go away, you just don't have a sukkah with which to fulfill the chiyuv. So the mechaber holds it is a mitzvah sechila. You just can't fulfill the mitzvah when there is no sukkah. So halach lemaisa, we have three possibilities when it's raining. Possibility number one is that you have to eat a kazayis in the rain because it's a mitzvah sechila, it's not a mitzvah of sukkah, right? That's the Ramah. Eat a kazayis in the rain because the mitzvah is a din in achila. That's why it's a kazayis, and you do it even in the rain because it's purely a mitzvah sachila. So if it's raining, go in the sukkah, eat a kazayis, then come back in and have the rest of your meal because that was it. You were yotzei yachiv. Possibility number two is you're completely pater, and that's the pashut reading of the mechaber, that it's a mitzvah that follows dinim of sukkah. When it's raining, you're mitzvah and you're pater, so you're pater. You're completely pater on the first night when it's raining. Then there's the Gra's reading of the Mechaber, that you're obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah, even when it's raining. Elamai, there's no hechitimtza to be mekayim in the mitzvah. So what do? You have to wait till the rain stops. And when the rain stops, you go out in the sukkah and you do the mitzvah. It's not that you're pater, while the rain is falling, you just can't do it. But then when the rain stops, you're going to have to go out and do the mitzvah. So halach lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's a safek had a paskin, so we're machmin. So we eat when it's raining, like the Ramah, but we won't make a bracha on the yeshiva b'sukkah, just in case the mechaber is correct that there's no mitzvah at all while it's raining. If it then stops raining, you have to eat again. Why? Because according to the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch, you accomplished nothing the first time you ate. So when you didn't eat, if you didn't accomplish anything the first time, because you didn't have a shem sukkah, you still have the chiyuv teeth that night. It seems strange that you wouldn't start eating inside and just make sure to eat a gezayis outside at the end. The Gra says that we don't want you to do that because then you're going to have to make a shechianu in your house on the yantif, and then you'll have to make another shechianu when you go out in the sukkah. We try not to be marbe brachos, okay? If it stops raining in the middle of the night and you wake up in the middle of the night, so Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to go out. Why? Because according to the Ramah, when you ate the kazayis in the rain in the sukkah, you already did your mitzvah. According to the Mechaber, you didn't do your mitzvah, but you were pater. Why were you pater? Mitzta'er, right? But if it's mitzta'er, it's also mitzta'er to wake up in the middle of the night and have to go out into the sukkah. So since that's a tzar also, so you're weiter pater. Rabbi Wilk pointed out, though, that according to the Gra, you should have to go back out into the sukkah. Why? Because according to the Gra doesn't say in the Mechaber, you weren't pater at the time that it was raining. You didn't have a p'tor mitzta'er. It's just you didn't have a sukkah to fulfill the mitzvah. But there is no p'tor mitzta'er, so now you got to get out into the sukkah and do the mitzvah. So Rabbi Willing disagrees with Mishnah Berurah. He thinks in this point, if you wake up at 2 in the morning and it stopped raining, you got to get back out into the sukkah and do the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Now, what if you come home and it's raining, and the forecast is for rain all night? And even when it stops raining, it's still going to be dripping in the sukkah. So how long do you have to wait for it to stop raining? So the Maril says you wait until Chatzos, just in case the rain stops. And that's learned out from the Karban Shlom, that's eaten until Chatzos. Bikuri Yaakov points out that there must be a typo, because that makes no sense whatsoever, comparison. Okay, but the Gra and Rabbi Yaakov Emden say you wait all night for the rain to stop. You stay up all night waiting for the rain to stop. Chayyadam in Kuf Mem Zayin, Ostes, you wait until just before Chatzos, just like the mitzvah on Pesach is before Chatzos, meaning with Tesvav Tesvav. So you should eat Afikomen by Chatzos, right? So you wait till right before Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah says you wait an hour or two, unless people in your house are very hungry and you're going to ruin the Simchas Yantif by waiting, but generally try to wait an hour or two. So Rabbi Willig just pointed out, why should you have to wait at all? And it's not just Rabbi Willig, Shari Tshuva and Osiyot Gimel also says this. It's going to destroy the Simchas Yantif, particularly if the forecast is for continued rain. So you're going to be such a chacham. You know that it's going to. You think it's going to stop raining. You know it's not going to stop raining. The forecast is for it to rain all night. If they said on and off showers, okay, so then wait a little bit to see if the showers subside, if they stop. But today it will be pouring all night. So what's the point? Why are we going to wait? So you can wait, drive everyone crazy. Everyone is tired and hungry. Make everyone, and then eat in the house, and then not be able to eat in the sukkah. No, so you go. You have your kazayis in the sukkah with b'li bracha. Then you go in and you have the rest of the meal in the house. Okay.